Masechet Kelim Perek Het Mishnah Bet. After we list the Shiratzim that are Tameh in the Torah, the Pasuk says, Vekol Keli Heres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho, Kol Asher Betocho Yitma. From those words of Betocho, we learn out that if a Sheretz falls into an earthenware vessel, that's what becomes impure. But if it falls into an earthenware vessel that's within something else, like an oven, the oven would not become impure, only the closest interior of something becomes impure. As long as it's a kli within a kli, only that first kli, the one, the innermost one that the sheretz is actually in, becomes impure. We spoke about the laws of a broken basket, which does not have the status of a keli anymore in the previous Mishnah. Here we'll talk about a basket that is not broken and therefore is still considered to be a keli. Mishnah says, Hayitashelema, if a basket was hanging in the oven, was whole, and therefore is considered to be a keli. Vekin hakupa, likewise, if there was a box instead of a basket. Vekin hahemet, same thing if it was a flask instead of a basket. In all these cases, we're dealing with an actual keli, and therefore halakha is as follows. Hasheretz betocha hatanur tahor. Vesheretz is in the keli, and it's hanging in the oven. The oven stays tahor because the keli is not inside the oven, but inside the inside of the oven. Like we spoke about, the sheretz is in the innermost utensil. Therefore, that's what becomes impure. But now that the utensil is in an oven, the oven does not become impure. Hasheretz batanur ochalin shebetocha tehorin. Same thing, if a sheretz is in the oven, the food that are in the keli are tahor because they're not inside the oven, but rather they're inside the inside of the oven, which is within this utensil. So there's a separation between the two of them. Now we'll talk about what happens if these containers that the sheretz or the food are in develop a hole. How large of a hole makes the container broken, and therefore, like the broken basket of the last Mishnah, where it's not considered to be within a separate container, but now it's broken, and therefore it's like it's in within the oven. Nikibu, if they develop a hole, any of these containers that they have a hole, now it depends on what the container was used for in order to say that it's not a utensil anymore. He'asui la'ochalin shi'oro bezetim. If a container was made for holding solid foods, the size of the hole goes by an olive. If the hole is large enough for olives to fall out, the container is no longer considered to be a keli, and the airspace is no longer considered to be separate from the ovens, like the broken basket that we had. A sheretz in the container will now make the oven tameh, and foods in the container will now become tameh if the oven becomes tameh. He'asui la'mashkin shi'oro be'mashkim. If the container was made for holding liquids, the size of the hole is measured by its ability to hold liquids. If the hole is large enough that liquids are going to fall out from the outside, the container is no longer considered to be a keli, and therefore the airspace is no longer considered to be separate from the ovens. A sheretz in the container will now make the oven tameh, and if there's foods that are tameh, if the oven is tameh, then the foods inside of this container will become tameh as well. Asui lekach ulkach, matilim ota lehumro bekones mashke. If the container was made for both holding food and liquids, we apply the strict way to it of allowing liquid to enter as opposed to olives to fall out. If the hole is large enough to allow liquid to enter, to go into the container, it's considered to be broken and no longer a keli, and a sheretz in the container will not make the oven tameh, and food in the container would become tameh from the tameh oven. So we go lechumrah, we go stricter and say that we'll go by the liquids in that case, which is a smaller hole, when they are both made for food and for drinking.